It's the business.
The Hot Desk with Mary O'Neill on WLR.
Thanks to MK Brazel, Chartered Accountants and Tax Advisors.
Well, we heard some good news on the tech front recently in that technology research and development firm Connectable Technologies has chosen Waterford as its global HQ, which is brilliant news. And basically, it is going to be located at Bellevue at Port of Waterford. But to find out all about it, I'm delighted to be joined on our app by Dr. Angelo Liapis, who is the CEO of Connectable Technologies. Angelo, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you very, very much for the opportunity and the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great, and great that we could connect remotely on the app. Tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then we'll talk a bit about Connectable.
Sure. Well, I guess my background is on computer science and advanced research. My entire education is in the UK, and my postdoc in Belgium. I joined Connectable Technologies back in 2015. And since then, we're trying to sort of apply R&D, tangible R&D methods into our product portfolio, product and services portfolio.
And you've got a lot of offices around the world. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Our headquarters, we've started the company in Dundalk. Then we moved our headquarters in Waterford. And in 2019, we opened in Athens, Greece, which was an experiment that actually was quite a successful one. And in the meantime, we have opened in New Jersey in the United States of America as well.
So am I right in saying you're located at Bellevue in Waterford then? That's where your global HQ is?
Correct.
And why have you chosen Waterford as your global HQ? What was the criteria?
Why not? Waterford, first of all, it's a beautiful city. It's a very vibrant city as well. Waterford Institute of Technology is amongst the best educational establishments in Europe. We're in very close collaboration with them because part of the company remains sort of R&D, heavily R&D based. So the sort of collaboration with top universities and research institutions is of vital importance to us. At the same time, there are a lot of companies nearby that, they're very pharmaceuticals, IT companies, they add to this sort of community that we wish to also actively join and contribute to. The Waterford Chamber of Commerce was of tremendous help. I mean, they helped us a lot in making the necessary introduction, in promoting our work. So what's not to like, basically?
It's lovely to hear all that. And you are currently hiring. Tell me what positions are available at present at Connectable Technologies.
We have 7 open positions at the moment. We're hiring IT personnel, software developers, front-end and back-end. We have positions for research accountants, for business and marketing, sales. So basically, at the moment, we have 7 open vacancies, and the plan is within 2021, we need 15 more people in the first quarter, and I would say another 15 in the second quarter of 2022, which we are already close to 50. So the plan is in 2022 we will double in numbers, basically. The metrics that are giving me this insight is that the fact that we have a fair amount of research projects that require scientific as well as technological expertise, combined with the commercial projects of the company. So we need basically a lot of personnel in order to be able to cope and deliver quality.
And will all these positions be at your Waterford HQ, the 15 positions that you mentioned over 2021 and 2022?
Yes, this is the intention, to have everything in Waterford, to open the positions in Waterford. I mean, Greece, we have reached the number of employees that we aimed for in Greece. The same goes for the US for the time being. So the focus now is in Waterford.
Are these mainly entry-level positions, or are you looking for some senior level as well?
Some senior level as well. Basically, we're looking for interns, junior level, middle level, and senior level positions. So basically, all kinds.
How can people get in touch?
Through the website, we're usually use LinkedIn for our vacancies as well, so they can apply directly through LinkedIn. Everything is posted on our website as well. And the plan is also to submit everything on the Waterford Chambers of Commerce, so through their listings there.
Okay.
So these are the channels that we're using.
Okay, and I suppose just to give out your web address, because it's an unusual spelling, so once people know where they're going.
Yeah, I mean, basically you need to substitute C with K, but yeah.
KONNEKTABLE.net, connectable.net.
Correct, this is correct. We also have the .coms, and we also have the one with a dash that separates connect and able. Basically, yeah, these are the three ones that we have. And plus, everybody will be able to access our new website from the beginning of next month as well, which has even more information about what we do and how we do it.
I just want to talk to you very briefly about Waterford Chamber and the benefits you feel you get from being part of it. In particular, if you know you're new to Waterford and you know your staff members are new to the area as well, is it helpful to be part of a business network like Waterford Chamber?
Yes, it was. It is, and they're very friendly. They're very accommodating. They're trying to actually, you know, they're trying to be helpful in a tangible way. So they asked us immediately about, you know, what we do, how we do it, the positions that we're opening, the services that we're providing. And they were even asking about sort of the environment that we're offering our employees. They were very thorough on the research that they were doing on the company, which was something that I appreciated a lot, because there was a genuine interest on what we do and how we do it.
Great. Listen, Angelo, we will leave it at that, but congratulations on choosing Waterford as your HQ, based in Bellevue, Connectable. And people can find you online, because there is a hiring process going on. And like you said, it's Connectable with a K. It starts with a K and there's another K there in the middle. So replace the C with the K, as you said. Dr. Angelo Liapis, thank you very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you very much.